Virgin Radio 104.4, morning on the Chris Fade Show. Last night or this morning, you may have woken up and seen it all over your Instagram or Facebook. A meteorite flying through the air across the UAE. It lit up the skies.
Yeah, it was like a yellow fireball across the sky.
Man, I've never experienced anything like that in person.
Never,
like, as
ever.
In, I've never seen. I didn't get to see last night either.
But it was just like those messages that went around, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Hassan Al-Hariri, he's the CEO of Dubai Astronomy Group. We've got him on the phone to tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
So, was it a meteorite?
Well, after searching, we got the news exactly like you guys have got it, and it was very, very interesting to look at it. But we did not disclose the information till very late. We have run a checkup thoroughly. We went through several sites, several people we have called, and we confirmed that the thing was not a meteorite. It was more as a kind of a progress spacecraft, which is usually sent by Russians to resupply the International Space Station. This particular one was Progress MS-07SL4R/B. That was the exact number of this kind of debris.
So you've got that. So it wasn't a meteorite. It was some sort of space aircraft that he sent up in the air to do something. How does something like this come down? Like, how does it just fall through the sky?
Actually, these are resupply vehicles which goes to the International Space Station, giving them all the foods and waters and all the supplies. And then once that mission is finished, that whole spacecraft is being detached and sent back to the Earth. So it's been given a shallow orbit. So it comes in the atmosphere and burns down and become disintegrated, as we have seen very clearly. The thing was coming very slowly and then gradually bit exploding and pieces came up, and it was coming down at a very shallow angle. So the whole thing would become ashes, most of it, as it will fall. If there is some chunks would be to fall, it will fall on the ocean, Indian Ocean.
Okay, so what we saw, that yellow fireball thing, wasn't a meteor. It was this. It was
spacecraft,
entering the Earth again. Wow.
How fast was that traveling? How fast would something like that come through the air?
A few thousands of kilometers per hour, for sure. That's the numbers down, because the problem with this kind of things, it is not as fast as meteors. Meteors are hundreds of thousands of this. Kilometer per hour kind of things. And we have an example of that, very simply. In 2013, in month of February, there was a meteor which hit Chelyabinsk in Russia. It came and it exploded so highly with the sound. Boom, it shattered glasses, and thousands of people were injured with that. And the meteors have different types of explosion, different type of entry way. Comparing to the most of the space debris, which is less speedy, and they make a very shallow entry, so most of the things really burns up in the atmosphere.
Wow, that's
interesting.
So should we be worried about other satellites just falling from the sky? Like,
well, guys, look at it. Look at it positively. We have to send things to the top because we need the space, we need the research and things like that. And things after we finish it have to come down. So what goes up have to come down somewhere in the future.
Right.
I'll give you an example. For example, tomorrow by 18, there will be some small satellite sent by Japanese for amateur radio experiments,
okay.
And it's going to come down, but it will not be seen because it's very, very small.
Okay.
There is another incident coming on 19, for example. That would be a kind of a lost or mistakenly a cover of an International Space Station. Gone into the space while astronauts were maintaining the space station. That sheet is coming down on 19, for example.
Look at that. It sounds like it's my self-esteem. It goes up and comes all the way back down.
Oh. And dude, in the States, they are following up each and every debris. And that's why we went very much thoroughly with them, with their lease and the follow-up. We recommend to the people who want more information on this kind of thing, they can go to the website like satview.org, and they have lots of information about whatever coming down and whatever came down earlier also. But that kind of
satview.org.
Yeah. You can see like the maps and stuff of where it will come down.
He's the CEO of Dubai Astronomy. His name is Hassan Al-Hariri, and thank you so much for taking the time.
we have a press conference, so everybody like to come down to number 3, a service center, and they can listen more of details and more videos we're going to show to everybody.
When's the press conference?
At 2 o'clock today p.m.
All right, where at? At the
Astronomy Center?
Astronomy Center in Mushroof Park.
Mushroof Park.
Okay. All right, man. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love that.
It wasn't a meteor.
It wasn't. There we go. It was a ship. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Why do I feel like Tom Hanks was in that ship? Like, I don't know.
Apollo 13.
Instantly, I just thought of Tom Hanks.
Never travel with him, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right?